Every day that goes by, we're going to have to make even more draconian cuts in the budget. And so the sooner, just it's the old saying, your mom and dad told you, bad news never gets better with age. And that applies in this case perfectly.
Of course, you saw Jackson Public Schools. They've cut 46 positions just to get started for next year.
There was a ray of sunshine, though, yesterday when the governor opened up daycare facilities. And that, to me, is a leading indicator to why we should be expecting to be doing something similar in this fall. I talked to Superintendent Beal last night. I happen to admire Jeff for his leadership and the kinds of decisions he's made there at JPS. And he said he also viewed that as a positive signal, and he's rallying his troops to start setting up summer school, if I'm not mistaken.
What are your colleagues talking about, Mike, as far as the fall for these school districts?
We're all sitting around wondering what this governor, our governor, is going to decide regarding schools, but I think it'd be a shame if we didn't go into the fall in a robust way. I'm pretty confident that schools have re-engineered their processes and their policies. We should be very careful about applying a one-size-fits-all model and let them experiment a little bit. And frankly, the ones that are going to have to make the decision whether they want their kids to go back to school are parents.